pan leaves piping, the gods have done feasting, there's ne'er goddess a-hunting today. Mortals do marvel at Corydon's jesting, that lends them assisting to entertain May. The lads and the lasses, with scarves on their faces, so lively it passes, trips o'er the downs. Much mirth and sport they make, running at barley break. Good lack, what pains they take for their green gowns. Fine John and Gillian, Henry with Francis, Meg with Mary, and Robin with Will. George and Marjorie set all the dances, for they were reported to have the best skill. Cicely and Nan, the fairest of many that came last of any form out of the town, quickly got in among the midst of the throng. Thus they so much did long for the green gown. Blanche and Betteris, both of a family, came very lazily, lagging behind. And San Annabel noted their policy, Cupid is cunning although he be blind. Winnie the witty that came from the city, with Parnell the pretty and Bess the brown. Clem, Joan and Isabel, Sue, Alice and Bonnie Nell, liked of their journeys well for the green gown. But wanton Deborah whispered to Dorothy that she should wink upon Richard and Sim. Now mincing maudlin showed her authority, and in the quarrel did venter a limb. Sybil was sickly and could not come quickly, and therefore was likely to fall in a swound. There was none would tarry for Hugh nor for Harry, lest Christian should carry away the green gown. Thus all the youngsters had reached for the green meadows, where they appointed to gather their hay, some in the sunshine and some in the shadows, angled in couples did fall to their play. Constant Penelope, Faith, Hope, and Charity looked very modestly, yet they sat down. Prudence prevented what Rachel repented, and Kate was contented to take the green gown. This Ming so pleased most of the fine lasses that they much desired to fetch in Mayflowers, for to strew the windows and such like places, besides they'll have maples fit for shady rars. But most of all they go to find where love doth grow. Each young man knows just so, else he's a clown. For 'tis an old saying, there is great joying when maids go maying, they'll have a green gown. Maidens and young men go, as 'tis an order old, for to drink merrily and eat spice cakes. Lads and the lasses their customs will hold, for they will go walk in the fields like loving maids. Elm calls for Mary, and Ruth calls for Sarah. Itty calls for Harry to man them along. Martin calls Marcy, Dick calls for Debbery. Then they go lovingly all in a throng. The bright Apollo was all the while peeping to see if his Daphne had been in the throng. Missing her hastily, downward was creeping, for let's imagine they'd tarry too long. Then all the troop mourned and home would return, for Cynthia scorned to smile or to frown. Thus did they gather May all the long summer's day, and went at night away with a green gown. Bright Venus still glisters, outshining of Luna. Saturn was present as right did require, and he called Jupiter with his queen Juno. See how Dame Venus did burn in desire. Now Jove sent Mercury to Vulcan hastily, because he should decry Dame Venus down. Vulcan came running, on Mars he stood frowning, yet for all his cunning, Venus had a green gown. Cupid shoots arrows at Venus, her darlings, for they're nearest unto him by kind. Diana he hits not, nor can he pierce worldlings, for they have strong armor his darts to defend. The one hath chastity, and Cupid doth defy. The other's cruelty makes him a clown. But leaving this, I see from Cupid few are free, and there's much courtesy